Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, today's wisdom moment, and wisdom is the proper application of knowledge, comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. It reads, "My son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity." How many people are spending excessive amount of money trying to look younger and younger and extend their life? You know, I don't understand why a believer wants to keep on going in darkness, but definitely the world, they know it's over. Mm-hmm. That's why people that don't even drive cars are for this don't text and drive thing, because they don't want their limousine to be hit and know that all their reward is over here, because only here on earth, it's not any far beyond that. But he says, listen, he says, "My son, do not forget my teachings and keep my commands in your heart." So the teachings, we got to remember in our mind, but we also got to have them in our heart. That's so important, because sometimes you can have stuff in your head that has never even ventured into your heart. Mm-hmm. But God's word has so much more meaning when you begins to become self-applicable. You begin to take it into your own heart and you begin to walk it out. "Those who follow my teachings are really my disciple, and they know the truth, and the truth sets them free." And we're talking about prosperity and prolonged life and peace and understanding that's so important. We're saying don't forget it, which means, first of all, you can forget. And if you don't know this yet, you know, and some people say, "Well, I don't forget anything." It's more than likely because you don't know much, and so you don't have much to forget. But if you start putting enough on your plate and start moving along with responsibilities, mm-hmm. You're going to be looking for wisdom, not for your ability to recall things. And so we have to begin. How can I begin to learn the things of God that I can remember them? And abiding is that we talk about quite often at iabide.org. You can get you a plan there. But he says, but if you'll actually not forget the teachings of God and put his commands in our heart. And he said this in the very beginning. God's always said this about us. He said, then your days will be prolonged. Save your money from all the chemicals and creams and pills and vitamins and all that kind of stuff. Why not just, you know and follow God? Follow his ways. You're going to have a prolonged life. Mm-hmm. Hey, you want a real prolonged life? Really follow God.
That's right.
Those who really are my disciples, they know the truth and they follow it, right? And he says, if you do this, he says, then it'll bring you peace. And how many people are wanting peace? It's amazing how anxious everybody is. They're just worried and concerned and, you know, a lot of different motives. Quite often it's just self, you know, not wanting to be hurt, not wanting things not to go your way. And oh my goodness, it's like they're always going to be miserable because it's going to go God's way, whether they like it or not. Mm-hmm. But peace, I mean, the definition of peace is the normal, non-wearing condition of a nation, a group of nations. This peace, non-warring, or they're not warring against each other. When you think about your home, the normal, non-warring condition of a nation, of a marriage. I mean, you're talking about strife in a marriage when you have two people not following God at all, or you have one following God and one saying they're following God. I mean, there's going to be a warring condition there. But if you want peace in your marriage, then the thing is you're going to have to learn the teachings of Jesus and follow them, and not only have them in your head, but you're going to have them in your heart and have them in your behavior. If you want peace in your relationships, this is how you do it. Walk with those who walk with God. And you think about it. The state of mutual harmony between people and groups, especially in personal relationships. Peace. This brings peace to us. How beautiful is that? Do you want peace? It's tough to be at peace with somebody who does not want to know the ways of God, and if they want to know them in their mind, but they don't want to know them in their heart, and they don't want to walk them out. It's just hanging up. It's just not going to be peaceful with that person. I mean, doesn't mean you're not going to stay in a relationship with them, but realize, brace yourself, it's going to be a long ride. But then he says, not only that, but then it'll bring you not only peace, but it'll bring you prosperity. How many people are trying to be prosperous? Working day and night. I just want to be prosperous. I want to be prosperous, you know? And when you look at the word prosperity, it means a successful, flourishing, and thriving condition. Guess what? It doesn't mean you get a pile of cash. It's a successful, flourishing, or thriving. But yeah, it could be in the area of financial, but also it can be in good fortune. It could be just you got food on the table every night. You have a place to live, to stay out of the weather. You have great relationships in your life. You know, the prosperity of our nation that, you know, we once walked in a way that I believe if we'll go back to the not forgetting the teachings of Jesus and put the commands of God back in not only on our walls in our courtroom, but put them in our heart, then not only will America have a prolonged life, but we as a people will have a prolonged life. We'll have peace again inside of our homes, inside of our cities, inside of our states, inside of our nation. But not only that, we'll be prosperous. How many people are just willing to go again and again? They can say, maybe this one's it. Maybe this one's it. This is going to be the mother load. This is going to bring us prosperity, baby. This is going to bring us some stuff. This is a great business. And your husband or your wife's going, not again. No, not again. Your kids are going, not again. Your city's going, not again. The truth is, this is the secret to prosperity. Today's wisdom moment comes from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. My son, do not forget my teachings, but keep my commandments in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN Radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving, or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.